I do have a special guest for you tonight, or today, the legendary Ms. Ruth Fennell of Signature Realty, one of my associates, long time, worked together, we help each other out. This woman has more letters behind her name than most physicians that you know, so she really knows what's going on. Say hello, Ruth.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a good afternoon.
And we'll get into a little bit of Ruth's background and some of her specialties in a few minutes. I thought today what we talk about a little bit is what's going on out there in the real estate marketplace. It's a bit changed from what we've been used to the last couple of years. And I've got a couple of articles I want to read bits and pieces, if you will, from. Here we go, Wall Street Journal. Wednesday, February 8th, finding a home gets easier is the headline. With the key selling season about to get underway, the inventory of homes on market is climbing sharply in a number of major cities. It's the latest sign that the balance of power between buyers and sellers is shifting as the once red-hot housing market continues to cool. The slowdown is affecting both existing homes and new homes. Later down in the article, it says some brokers report that traffic's increased in recent weeks, but with plenty of properties to choose from, buyers have become more selective. I think in a nutshell, that's give you an idea of what's going on. The article does continue. An uncertainty is how much increase of inventories is due to speculators looking to sell and whether they will be more willing to cut prices as the market cools. Investors accounted for 9.5% of mortgages to buy homes through October of last year, but the share of the purchases peaked during the first half of the year. As orders slow, builders are engaged in heavy discounting and promotional activity. You may have seen these, by the way. This is a side comment. Particularly for homes for second-time move-up and luxury buyers. One of the difficulties there seems to be the inability of first-time home buyers to find affordable housing, which is an issue we're gonna cover in a future show. So anyway, it goes on here to say Lennar Corp, which we're all familiar with, and another builder recently offered discounts of $20,000 to $30,000 plus help with closing costs and bonuses to brokers on selected homes in the Tampa area. Brothers Builder, they do pretty much high-end luxury homes. Toll Brothers posts 49% jump in net profits, but trims forecasts. This is from Wall Street Journal, dated February 24th, so just last week. Toll Brothers reported a 49% increase in net income for the first quarter, but the luxury home builder trimmed its earnings forecast for the full year to reflect slowing demand. Orders, which serve as a barometer for revenue the company will receive when a home is delivered 3 or 4 quarters later, plunged 29%. So their orders are down almost 30% right now, which gives you, as a potential new home buyer, a little leverage. At this point, and I'd like to ask Ruth's opinion on this, I have found that where last year the builder developers were squeezing realtors and we bring them business. By the way, you should all know it doesn't cost you an extra penny to go through a realtor to purchase that home. And the benefits are many, but to go through a realtor allows it to be properly negotiated, make sure the contract is as favorable as possible to you. Pretty much last year, the builders were calling the shots. This year, things have changed. And Ruth, what's your opinion? What are you seeing out there in the new home market?
Well, from my perspective on the new home market, you're seeing more and more incentives that the builders and the developers are offering, including rebates to the realtors, rebates to the customers dealing with multiple options, upgrades, different things like that. They're also trying to put more and more listings in the multiple listing service. You didn't see a lot of that last year. They were basically doing their own advertising and their own marketing. Now a lot of them have relationships with various companies to actually put their properties in the MLS.
Yeah, that's an interesting change from last year. This article goes on to say investors wondered if the slowdown was limited to the luxury home builders or if the trend could extend to all builders. It goes on to indicate that Hovnanian, I'm not sure if I got the pronunciation there right, but you'll excuse me, Enterprises indicated softening trends in some markets, but not a sharp drop-off. By the way, they are the parent company for Windward Homes here in Florida. I happen to love their home designs and have a good relationship with those folks. Toll Brothers attributed much of the recent slowdown to speculative buyers putting their homes back on market, so which I think reaffirms what the first article I read to you. We've got this situation where investors were purchasing pre-construction, looking to make money. Not a bad thing. Money's good. We all want to make some money. But as these markets go, these houses go back on the market, we create an imbalance in supply and demand. Or, well, I should really restate that and say that the balance is coming more into a normal situation from what we had seen.
Well, some of the articles that I've seen, especially dealing with the luxury home market, one of my multiple initials and designations is a certified luxury home marketing specialist. And so I'm constantly scanning for various articles that deal with the luxury home market. And what they're talking about is primarily that at a certain price level, the economy is not as huge of a factor as it might be to a lot of people in the middle class or mid-pricing levels, that type of thing, that at a certain level, the funds find their way to the people. So at high-end luxury homes, there might be a slight slowdown, there might be a little bit more selection, but part of the challenge of a luxury home resale is that you have to tell the sellers that it may take a long time or a while to find the right buyer for those types of properties. So it really is just a question of timing and availability and connecting the right buyer with the right seller.
And basically, you just have fewer buyers available to afford those properties.
Correct.
So your market is much smaller, which is where some of Ruth's specialties, and as John continues to learn along here in this luxury home market, become invaluable. There's home staging and all these things become critical to the luxury market and how to market and where to market. I had a fellow last week that called for sale by owner, and a very nice gentleman, and well, understand his reasons. He had some personal reasons for wanting to go that route. He didn't have a clue about how to market this thing. Whereas when you're going to luxury, you know, you're thinking if you're going to do newspaper print ads, you know, the Wall Street Journal, he was complaining about an $81 ad, I guess, in the St. Pete Times. And, you know, you want to put an ad in the Wall Street Journal for that $5 million property. Well, I'm going to tell you what, $81 won't buy you the word "ah."
Correct. And actually, part of the luxury home marketing designation offers those types of marketing opportunities. I'm supposed to be coming out in the Wall Street Journal in an ad the first week of March, and also with Barron's. And part of that marketing package is the opportunity to market a luxury home free for 30 days. So depending on the right circumstances, that's a built-in tool that I already have access to. So there's a lot of different opportunities. With a for sale by owner, a lot of people think that they can do it. I've had a situation in the last couple weeks where an individual who is actually licensed, just passed their license test, was wanting to do a for sale by owner for themselves, and once they got to a certain level, realized that they really could have used or need some help at this point. So I've spent a couple weeks working with them to try to pull a process through.
As a side note, you know, we as realtors, of course, we've got all sorts of statistics and this, that, and the other thing. The numbers are for sale by owners. Usually you get real tired of it after 30 days, and after about 60 days, you're over it. The numbers say that you will list with a realtor. So for the poor gentleman there who had 139 realtors contact him as for sale by owner, it's because we know you typically will end up listing the property. And there's a lot of perils in trying to do these complex real estate transactions by yourself.
The challenge is not that people are not capable of doing it. The challenge is, do they have the time and the energy to do it? It literally becomes a full-time job if you're trying to sell your house, not only keeping the house up for potential customers to come by on very short notice, but pulling together all of the paperwork and the documentation that might be necessary. There are disclosures that a buyer might want to see, which gives the history of the property of the home, talks about homeowner association fees or responsibilities. You have to get copies of the deed restrictions and all of these other documents and paperwork. You have to select a title company. So these are things that as an agent we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, whereas a person who might sell their house once every 7 or 10 years may not be fully current. Even if they opt to do some of the things themselves, there are resources available to them to help. It's not that every single individual always has to have a real estate agent, so I don't want to come across as, you know, you have to use us 100% of the time. There are many competent, capable people who have the resources and energy and knowledge to do this, but there are a lot of people who also could benefit greatly from having an agent or a professional assist them with the process.
You're absolutely right. Well, let me get through my last Wall Street Journal piece from February 22nd. A quote from a hedge fund manager, David Einhorn. He has a prediction about publicly traded home builders, in other words, basically stock prices, but stock prices reflect their ability to move inventory, move homes. His quote is, slowing orders, reduced prices, reduced margins, slowing backlogs, it's all going to come. Then they go on in the article to say, and he's one of the bulls. He's a positive thinker. I don't think that's what the better than stock is all about, but it goes on to say, housing price gains have been huge and mortgage lending practices lax. The washout was bound to come. Now it looks like it may have started. Investors begin to panic, Toll Brothers, which we discussed. They go on to talk about that. It talks about KB Home has warned that cancellations and falling orders, and that stock is off 25%. And the next stage could be a big price cuts from other builders, and that Centex is already running sales in selected markets. We've got a fairly strong, still healthy market here in the greater Tampa area. And Ruth, you have a telephone, I know.
I do have a telephone. My cell phone number, which is pretty much on 24/7, is 813-335-1452, 813-335-1452.
And we have Tom from Reddington Beach on the line with a question. Tom, how can we help you out?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear a show like this. I'm a little concerned. I have a property myself for sale, and I feel that the realtor is doing a very good job. But today, after church, I took a ride down Golf Boulevard, and I swear to the Lord, there must have been 300 open house signs. I have never seen it in 20 years. I've been here since 1980, actually longer than 20 years. I have never, ever seen so much property for sale, and it seems like the market hit a brick wall. And I know the realtor is trying her heart out. I know she's doing a good job, but I don't know if the buyers are here. Did the market hit a brick wall? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you. It's tough. Here's a recent statistic, which will help you out. Only 20% of Florida households in the median income can afford the median priced house. That is not a good number. That has got to even out. Where we are able to bring buyers into the market is marketing out of state. We have about 1,000 people a day moving into this state, a little over 400,000 annually. That number is expected to increase. I personally do some marketing up in the Northeast. I have associates in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and I do advertising in Connecticut, which is where I'm originally from, because I think I've only met two people who are actually Florida natives here, Tom. Have you owned
that? Yeah, but if it's the condo market. The condo market, my property is a condo, and the condo market has been so hot along the coast here that they were just, you know, as soon as they hit the market, they were gone. We were looking at multiple offers, and it seems like now there's nothing happening. It seems like all of a sudden, the last few months, I've been doing a little research on my own, and it seems that the amount of listings have tripled I know in my building there's usually one or two on the market. Now there's 18 on the market.
Little competition out there, yeah.
Is it a sellout? Do you think it's a run on the bank? Do you think people are trying to get their money out of the bank and are trying? You know, they've been living in their bank all the time here, and they figured they've had all this appreciation, so it's time they're cashing out. Do you think it's like a run on the bank? It appears that way.
Well, there's some of that to be sure. They're frankly more sellers than our buyers right now, and pricing being what it was. It's an adjustment period. We've got to find equilibrium in the market. Ruth, what do you think?
Well, Tom, from my perspective, I think it's a question of what you really, if you think back to the fall, that's when the newspapers and the television really started picking up on the bubble, and they really blasted that bubble concept. It really became a self-fulfilling prophecy. Prior to that, you had a lot of people that were still extremely active, focused on the real estate market. From my experience and the experience with talking with other real estate agents and professionals, late fall was when all of that bubble talk started and when it started to take effect. So through Christmas and the holidays, it became an extremely slow market. That's where you started getting the buildup of inventory. In the last probably 2 weeks, most of the agents that I've spoken with have seen a pickup in the numbers of buyers and more activity. I think as we get into spring, things will start increasing a little bit, and with the numbers of buyers that are out there, the inventory may level off a little bit more. What you also
excuse me.
Go ahead.
I was actually worried because I would think that now would be one of the busiest times. You know, after the holidays, they're done, and this it just seems like from what I can see, it doesn't seem like they're down here. It doesn't seem like the people are here, and I'm worried because you know once May comes. That's the start of our long, long, long hot summer, and it seems like everything slows down. So I'm wondering if what isn't on a market today, there's so many on a market right now, but what isn't on a market today, will there be that much more on a market come May? You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah, it's possible, John. I mean, think, too, that there were extremely large numbers of investors that we're buying into the condo market, the condo conversions, all of that type of inventory. A lot of those have taken 6 months minimum, usually 8, 9, 10 months to a year to build. So all of that inventory is now coming on the market. I think it's a question of, again, the standard location, 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 plus the pricing, plus the amenities that you might have in the property and things like that. The secret really is making it as marketable as you can, Tom.
Well, right now I'm actually priced probably $150,000 under what the properties in the condos in my building were selling for six months ago.
So you're not in a mid price range then?
No, I'm in a $1 million range.
Okay. Well, you've obviously got a more limited market there. The snowbirds are coming down. It's the time of the year for folks from up north to be down here visiting. Don't give up hope, Tom.
No. I'm certainly not.
Well, it sounds like you're happy with what the agent's doing. Sometimes it takes a little bit of creativity and a little bit trying to be different, unique, again, letting those people know that you're $150,000 lower than a competitive unit might be very helpful, and I'm sure she's probably doing that.
Well, it seems that most I see some drops in all of the condos because I think you know the people talk and they say, well, we're not getting what we were getting 6 months ago, but then again, there's still a good appreciation because what we bought 3 years ago and today, there's still a wonderful appreciation, so I'm not complaining there, you know. But it just seems like there's so many on the market, and I'm just wondering if come May, there's going to be even more. But listen, I'm going to run. I'll listen off the air. I enjoy your show. You want a fine job and keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Tom. Let me just, if you've got one moment, or maybe an analysis done Wall Street Journal again. This article finishes up with this sentence, and maybe this will make some sense. It usually takes several months for sellers to realize the market has shifted to lower and to lower their prices, and for buyers to understand they finally have choices and negotiating room. And that's it in a nutshell. I mean, your price, if your price is aggressive, if you're aggressively priced, you're where you're supposed to be. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Sounds like the agent's doing what it's supposed to do. Average days on market now are running, bumping up around 70, 80 days. You've got to add 30 days to close, you know, but you don't really care so much. Get it sold to a qualified buyer, and you'll be okay. You're not in a price range that's moving, you know, every day.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, so, you know, it is what it is, and we wish you the best of luck. And thanks
for
calling.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Ruth. And it looks like we've got a call. Bill from Palm Harbor. You're with us, Bill.
Yes, I am. This is the first time I'm catching your show, and I think it's great. Thank you. What I'd like to talk about, the gentleman just spoke about the condo market slowing, and he was in the million-dollar range. And I was wondering if there's anything to look for in the market slowing in the more moderate price range. Is it more vulnerable in the, let's say, the 150 to 250 range as compared to the million-dollar range?
In terms of, you mean what, price stability or price or?
Yeah, if, for instance, I have a condo in Tampa that I closed on last week, but I had it on contract for over 8 months and it closed at 180. And now I see listings for 220, 230, and I'm an investor and I'm looking to get rid of it. But also, it's sitting on the market longer too. So I was just curious: is it a complete effect for everybody, or is there just different ranges that it affects?
My opinion of the market is it's pretty much across the board, and it starts really at the entry. If the entry level home buyer cannot get in, then the move-up buyer cannot sell. And the move-up buyer cannot sell, then, you know, on up the chain, on up the food chain, if you will. So, you know, you're pretty close to an entry-level price for our market here. You know, I have a woman that spoke to me the other day, you know, she's looking for something for relatives, and she said they'll even move to Plant City. You know, it's far from work for them, but, you know, they'd rather live in Fishhawk or, you know, somewhere. Yep.
Well, my theory has always been that the people from up north, the snowbirds, if you will, when they looking to retire with baby boomers looking to retire, and they're selling their homes up north for well above the 200 range, I think that they can come here and get a nice house and still have money in their pocket.
Well, yeah, one issue you've got is a lot of people, and it's happening all over, people have been living off their house, they've been taking seconds, refis, what have you. So some people don't have as much equity as others. So, you know, that is an issue. But you are right. The demographics, the projections are Florida will continue to grow and probably at a more rapid clip than it is now. So there are buyers coming into state. I think that my personal opinion is that employers were going to have to start paying higher wages. And that price, that situation with the median price range and the median household income will stabilize. The market will take care of itself. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you know, you're in a situation with after selling costs, there's not a lot left, you know, or
thank
as much,
you very much
as you had hoped. Well, you're quite welcome, Bill. We really appreciate it. And the question was, is the air really coming out of the housing market? Basically is what they're asking. Someone was planning to invest in a home, but I'm scared, she says. And the answer is basically anyone who's been reading the newspaper these days has to be nervous about the state of the housing market. Existing home sales are expected to decline 4.7% this year, down from 2005. New home sales are expected to fall 8.5% from last year. Housing starts, or the number of new homes built this year, down 9.3% from a year earlier. So I'm not putting any money into new home builders this year, stock-wise. The national median existing home price for all housing types is expected to increase 5%. So, again, this is nationally. I'm not talking about the immediate local market. While the median new home prices are projected to rise 5.7 to $250,900. Again, let's talk about the median versus the average. The median means half above, half below versus taking an average. So it's the median price. But wait, there's more. So the article goes on. Data Quick Information Systems, a real estate information provider, reported that foreclosure activities on the rise. Foreclosures rose 10.5% in the fourth quarter of 2005 over a year before due to the slowing house price appreciation. People can no longer expect rising home equity to bail them out when they lose their jobs, divorce, or suffer other kinds of financial reversals, the company says. And the real estate market, more than any other, is intensely local, it says here. So as we, I want to stress that a lot. So these are national numbers, not our local numbers. As you've discovered, even though most experts have pretty much unanimously declared the housing boom over, there are pockets where supply is so scarce and demand is still so high. Washington, D.C. is one of those markets. So really the answer here that they give, and this would be the advice I give. So should you wait to buy? Maybe. If nothing more is fueling the bidding wars in your neighborhood than fear and habit, then it makes sense to wait. Unless a big local employer leaves town, real estate markets rarely change overnight. And as I said before, it usually takes several months for sellers to realize the market has shifted and lower their prices, and for buyers to understand they finally have choices in negotiating rooms. But you know, a house is more than an investment. It's where you live. It's home. It's where you raise your kids and where you have your family. I've always looked at my residence that way. I don't look at it as an investment, you know. So hopefully you do too. Ruth, would you care to comment?
Well, I think that something that's very important for us to keep in mind here in the Tampa Bay area and Florida in general is the amount of people who are constantly moving to Florida. We're supposed to be one of the top three in about 10 years as far as population. So it's just a question of, yes, there will always be buyers in this market. Right now we're seeing some of that bubble effect repercussions, but our market, I personally would not anticipate a total deflation. I think things will slow. I think things will stabilize, but we have to keep in mind that Florida has beautiful weather, except for a few random hurricanes here and there that try to wipe us off the map. However, other than that, we actually have great weather. We have a lot of amenities. We have everything from cultural to sports to just parks, recreation. There's a wonderful variety of things that you can do here in Florida. So I think for our particular market, we're going to see some changes and some balancing out, but we're not going to see the types of dramatic backwards growth or loss that you're going to see in other areas.
Yeah, I personally experienced that years ago. 1991 up in Connecticut, house valued at 225 and ultimately sold for 149. So now there's a bursting of your bubble.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to have that here. There's adjustments, but there's for folks in the you know, who are selling the house, it's just going to take longer than it took last year. They're not going to sell in a day.
I think part of it too, John, is adjusting expectations. Just like Tom from Reddington Beach spoke about what had been happening. So people have seen that for several years with the multiple offers, the mad dash of first day on the market. And it's really an adjustment of what's going to be realistic given the current buying and selling market right now. You know, they also talked about the baby boomers and all of the changes that are going to encompass in that shift as they look to retirement or they deal with downsizing for their parents and all of that. So,
well, you're absolutely right. I read this week, you know, the baby boomers, the first round of them are hitting 60 this year. They're in their prime earning years, so they've got money. They're thinking ahead. They know the demographics. They know if they want to move to Florida that they may want to think about buying now. Florida to other parts of the country from where I come from, the Northeast, still looks, you know, attractive. Not as attractive as it was 3 years ago, but certainly it's still attractive. And, you know, if they want to live there, they'll many of them are quite willing to buy now in anticipation of moving in here 3-5 years from now, which is why I do marketing up north to bring buyers in.
Well, a National Association of Realtors statistic talks about buyers 55 years and older accounted for over half of the vacation home purchases in 2004. So a lot of those baby boomers, you've got 10,000 of them turning 50 every single day. So that particular market segment is looking toward retirement. They may not be ready to retire. And then also the range of options on where they retire and what kind of communities they're looking for. Some of them are fine with age-restricted communities. Others want to go with the blended types of communities. They want to be close to the beach. They want to be in the mountains. They're looking for, it'll be a second home now, but at some point that's where I want to retire. And the whole senior market is just a phenomenal niche that the growth and opportunity within that market is fabulous.
That's another one of those sets of letters I said behind your name is the senior.
And actually, it's two sets. There's one called the Certified Senior Advisor, and then there's a Seniors Real Estate Specialist. But both of them really, and plus I also teach the designation, but it's really a phenomenal market segment when you start looking at it. And I'm a baby boomer, so I'm right in the midst of it. And when you look at the demographics, and it's what we tell them is that people usually in that segment will move because of health or wealth. They either want to invest, or they want to look toward the retirement, or they start having some health issues. So you're also looking at here in Florida, we've got a phenomenal amount of people in their 60s and 70s moving out. But when you look at the census demographics, once they reach their 80s, there are more in their 80s moving out than in to Florida. So that's another opportunity for real estate to be transitioned. They're wanting to go home and be back close to family. They miss the Four Seasons. There's just a lot of opportunities with that whole demographic, with the baby boomers, their parents and grandparents.
I don't miss the Four Seasons.
You don't?
No. Well, the hotel I like, but the, you know.
Yeah.
That whole.
But not the snow, huh?
They got 2 feet of snow up. Couple of weeks ago, where I come from. So
yeah, but it's hard to make those snow angels at the beach. You know, it doesn't work as well.
I'll do in the sand. That's good.
Not
enough.
In the sand.
Okay. Anyway, Ruth, this time goes so fast. I'm gonna have to get you back on here soon. So you know, I gotta know what all those letters are. I mean, you know, I'm just a poor working man here. And the good thing this is not on television, of course, because she's so far better looking than me.